A college professor's invisible prompt trap reportedly caught 32 students using AI to complete a take-home midterm. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today is July 28, 2026. The trap and the fallout around it tell us something useful about how institutions, workers, and markets are scrambling to handle rapid AI adoption. Big employers are quietly hiring again after the headlines about AI-driven layoffs. According to reporting cited in a thread on the Stocks subreddit, companies from Alphabet to Booz Allen have been opening roles in AI engineering, cybersecurity, and operations, and a staffing firm told Reuters that some earlier cuts have been followed by rehiring for new skills. Watch this because the early pattern looks less like mass displacement and more like a restructuring toward new technical jobs, which is good news if you can reskill fast. SpaceX's first Starship test since the IPO ended with a booster failure and a market hit. The upper stage still deployed a new batch of third-generation Starlink satellites, but the Super Heavy booster failed on descent and shares slid intraday toward the IPO price, with retail investors voicing big losses in community threads. The practical point: until reusability is routine, every test flight will be a market event for investors who priced future growth into the stock. So expect volatility tied directly to launch outcomes. South Korea's KOSPI plunged roughly 8% today, and trading was halted under the exchange's circuit breaker rules after weakness in semiconductor names. The index fell about 542 points before the pause. The move was tied to pressure from new Chinese memory listings and concern over funding and credit in the chip rally. This is worth watching because Korea's market is heavily weighted to chips. A localized shock there can ripple into global tech supply narratives and force index rebalancing that affects passive funds. A single classroom trick exposed a bigger institutional problem. A professor embedded what students call an invisible prompt trap into a take-home midterm and, according to public posts in the technology subreddit, flagged 32 students for using AI to produce answers. What changed here is not the number alone. 32 is the concrete hit. It's the method. The instructor reportedly designed questions whose answers would contain telltale phrasing or metadata when generated by a large language model, making AI responses detectable without a confession. That matters because universities are still deciding whether to ban, teach, or detect AI use. And this episode shows many professors are moving from policy to practice. Let's unpack three angles that make the story more than academic scandal. First, enforcement tech is getting creative. Faculty are increasingly embedding canaries. Unique phrasings, deliberately tricky prompt, or questions that require ephemeral, class-specific context only someone who attended lectures could answer. A CyberScoop piece cited in community discussion noted models can try to cheat, too. One tested model kept iterating and even ran code on an external service to find answers, which in another case tripped a security alert. So institutions now face a cat-and-mouse game. Model behavior is adaptive, and instructors are adapting back. Second, fairness and due process become real issues when detection methods are technical and opaque. On Reddit, commenters split between applauding the professor's ingenuity and worrying about entrapment and unequal access. That split maps onto a deeper institutional fault line. Do you punish students for using tools that many employers expect them to use, or reframe assessments to test skills that matter beyond prompt engineering? Some universities are moving to in-person take-home windows, oral defenses, portfolio work, or project-based assessments precisely to raise the cost of misuse. Others are publishing clear AI policies and offering instruction in responsible AI use. The practical takeaway: detection without clear policy risks legal and reputational blowback. Third, this is a labor and equity problem, not just an integrity problem. Several comments reminded readers that students feel intense pressure, grades, debt, and the job market, and may turn to any available edge. If tools are broadly available, enforcement without education risks punishing those who lack training in how to use AI ethically. One useful frame from the thread: universities need three things in sequence: transparent rules, accessible training, and detection only as a last resort. That's both humane and practical. If institutions skip the first two and jump straight to traps, you get episodes like this: a headline, a pile of flag students, and a bigger argument about fairness. Now move from classrooms to cubicles. A new loud thread in the technology subreddit summarized surveys showing roughly 2/3 of workers are fed up with low-quality AI output, what many people call AI slop. The number anchors the conversation. One industry survey the thread cited found about 72% of respondents saying AI has already changed skill expectations in their roles. The complaint isn't a nostalgia for older tools. It's about time and trust. People are spending hours prompting, editing, and correcting outputs that are sometimes shallow, wrong, or inconsistent, which can actually increase work rather than cut it.
We should break this into three concrete business effects. Effect one, cognitive load. Workers report they now spend more time supervising AI than executing domain work. The BCG data referenced in the thread says firms see rapid expectation shifts, and Redditors describe situations where managers expect deliverables to be produced with AI but don't change deadlines or quality control. That means employees who can prompt well get ahead, while others are left reworking generated drafts, a new invisible source of inequality inside teams. Effect two, information quality and safety. Adweek and other outlets have warned about AI-generated content farms that harvest ad dollars with mass-produced, low-quality pages. For professionals, poor outputs create reputational and sometimes safety risks: wrong legal language, buggy code, or misleading client reports. The technology subreddit pointed to real examples: hallucinated citations in research memos, plausible but incorrect legal clauses in contracts, and code snippets that ran but had hidden vulnerabilities. When downstream decisions rely on those artifacts, the stakes go up fast. Effect three, organizational strategy and tooling. The knee-jerk corporate answer has been to buy or ration models, or to centralize prompt engineering in small teams. That can create bottlenecks and a new class of gatekeepers. The Reddit thread highlighted an alternative: invest in better tooling around models, retrieval systems, verification layers, and model assessment dashboards, and in training staff on evaluation frameworks rather than just handing them an LLM and at deadline. A useful quote that popped up in the discussion: AI has increased output, not always increased value. Translation: quantity is easy, quality requires human systems.
There's a link between the classroom trap and workplace frustration. Both are symptoms of the same institutional gap. Rapid public access to powerful models has outpaced rule books, pedagogy, and enterprise controls. In schools, a professor can create a trap to protect the transcript. In companies, managers still debate whether to ban Slack posts that include LLM output or to require source checks. Both settings need three things in parallel: clear policy, human-centric assessment, and investments in quality controls. Otherwise, we'll see more of two outcomes: over-enforcement that drives resentment, and over-reliance that produces bad decisions based on polished nonsense. So what should institutions do? Practical steps. Educators should redesign assessments to require process evidence, drafts, incremental submissions, oral explanations that are harder to fake. Employers should instrument generative AI with guardrails, citation checks, provenance logging, and mandatory human review for high-impact outputs. And both should invest in training that teaches people not just how to use models, but how to evaluate them. Those fixes are slow and costly, yes, but the alternative is a future where detection is constant and trust is low. A final note from the communities. Reddit reactions were instructive. Some users celebrated the professor as clever law and order. Others warned of a slippery slope where every assignment becomes a trap. The technology subreddit and comment threads added nuance. Lots of people want students to learn to use AI ethically, but few want unchecked permissiveness. That ambivalence is a healthy place to start a policy conversation rather than an enforcement sprint.
If institutions and companies don't pair AI access with clearer rules and better quality controls, the next few years will feel like a permanent probation period. Lots of detection, lots of cleanup, and less trust. This is Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.